Let's listen to Redundant Man of Redundancy. Did you get a name on this Patriot? Or
you'll hear it. It's within the interview.
Oh, okay. All right, let's hear Redundant Man with a Patriot.
All right. Name and where are you from?
Don Davis. I'm from Kansas.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to the University of Kansas.
Very nice. Okay. All right, Don, is it hard to stay focused on the game? I mean, for all you guys with all the extracurricular stuff, or is the game always on top of your mind?
For me, this is my second one, so the game is always on my mind. Right now, this is just window dressing. All the stuff that they have and activities that are, that's for our families and, you know, really focused in and want to win a championship. I think for a young guy that comes in, you know, you really have to prepare your mind. It's tougher to, you know, kind of tune out the distractions and not get caught up in all the hoopla.
So can you concentrate on the game with all this madness that surrounds you?
I think you can, but you have to. It has to be an emphasis. It won't just come, and it's not something that you know, that will just be given to you. You really have to prepare and really just make your mind set.
I mean, yeah, because there's so much stuff going on right now. I mean, you look around; it's everywhere. It's all over the city. So, is the game always on top of your mind, though?
Yeah, for me, it is definitely. You have to just you know, realize that you're here to win a championship, not to get nightlife and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you look around, I mean, it's a scene, man. I mean, everything's a scene, and you got to think, well, it's got to be tough to put the game first.
Yeah, everybody who's anybody is here, so, you know, you obviously want to meet people and be in network and all of that, but again, you know, it's about winning championship.
So it's easy to put this aside and all the extra stuff and think about the game?
Yeah, I believe so. The older that you are, the longer you're in the game, and the more that you realize what your priorities are, then it's definitely, that's the easier it gets.
I mean, you've been here twice now. There's so much extra junk going on that it would seem it would be difficult to just think about the game. But for you, you're saying it's not?
No, for me, it's definitely not. Again, I've been here, been this far, and lost. And so I don't want to let that happen this time.
So is a Super Bowl always what you dwell on, even within this sea of madness that we have here, so you're thinking about it?
I believe so, because, you know, you work so hard all year, and it's so hard to get here. So, you know, you really got to take advantage of your opportunity. I mean, I know the Panthers are wanting to win a Super Bowl. We're wanting to win a Super Bowl. There's only two teams standing, and only one can take the trophy. So you have to keep that in your mind.
And is it distracting being paraded around here, you know, like a bunch of animals, basically, but trying to think about the game with all this going on?
Well, it's part of your job. You deal with it all year. So I think it would be difficult if all year you didn't talk to any media or you didn't see anybody or, you know, or you weren't thrust into the limelight and then all of a sudden you're thrust into it. I think it would be difficult, but this team has been prepared for this in the sense that we've continue to win. Guys, the more media come around, the more things there are, the more opportunities there are out there. So I think the team is really can look past all of this and concentrate on the game.
So is the focus there, even though you have to deal with people like me and extracurricular things like that, the game's always top of mind?
I believe so, yeah. You've got a team you got a great leadership in Coach Belichick and the defensive coaches that are on the staff with the offensive coaches. So they really always are telling us, look, we have to make sure that we're focused in on all the game, on the game only, and all this other stuff that goes on, you just kind of got to put it behind you.
I like to call it madness that's going on right now, and you're sitting here dealing with it all with the game only 5 days away. You're always thinking about the game, though?
Definitely, and you know what? It makes it even tougher when you got a week in between like we did, as opposed to jumping right into it, you know, right after the end of the season. So, you know, that even adds to it. But, again, I believe we have a veteran team, and I think the team is ready to go.
With the extracurricular activities, the women, whatnot, everybody being here, is it easy to stay focused on the task at hand?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, what again, you have to do is you have to prepare your mind. You have to say to yourself that, look, what's most important? And for a guy like myself, the most important thing is winning a championship. Everything that has to do with this game, women, whatever it is that come into it, you can't even get caught up in that. I myself don't even try to get caught up in that at all during the year, much less during this time of the year, because it's just a zoo. And then as soon as you start down that trail, you're doomed to fail.
Sunday's always top of mind right now, even through all this stuff.
Yes, it is. You know, I believe that the Lord has blessed us and given us the opportunity. And so if we're not really doing what is necessary to please Him, then life isn't worth living.
That's true. Does it bother you, all these people around here, or is it easy to focus on the game?
it doesn't bother me at all. You know, I just continue to, you know, keep my mind fixed on the game.
Okay. Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
Oh, my God. Wow.